Hello everyone, I'm Bailey. You're listening to Saxophone L'Après Nuit tonight. Usually I air this show at 1 p.m. on Tuesday, Saxophone L'Après Midi, but for 24 hours of student power, I'm doing a late night episode. So I'm going to play some saxophone music. I guess I'll describe it as we go. So right now I'm playing Louise Ferenc Symphony No. 3 in G minor, and I just thought this would be a good piece to open on. It was on my symphonic literature final exam, so yeah, I had to study a few sections of this piece. It was one of the ones I think I actually got right on the exam, final exam. But yeah, Louise Ferenc, she was a professor of piano at the Paris Conservatory in the 19th century. She was one of the only women to hold a permanent chair of this rank, which is a quote from Grove Music Online, where I found this fact at the time. But yeah, so I thought that was interesting. I was talking earlier today with Kiana on her show Crowdflip about women's representation in music. And so maybe tune into that later in the archives, or come to her next show. Hopefully her and I will be able to continue our dialogue at some point in the future. But I really enjoyed this symphony. This was one of my favorite symphonies that we studied in the course. And I think I'm a fan of Schubert. And she actually uses, coming up here in this section, the triplets and the strings approach, Schubertian modulation, which modulates by common tone and goes in thirds. It's sort of similar to how Beethoven modulates in his Ninth Symphony, but I think it's just wonderful and sophisticated how she does it. So I'll turn it up and we can listen to that, and then we'll get into our saxophone. Now we are in an unexpected key. I think this goes to B flat, so I'm pretty sure that's the new key that we're in. I could be wrong, but I think that's right. Anyways, let's get to the saxophone music for today, since that is what the show surrounds. The first piece I have is, and I've played this before, but this is from Floating Points and the London Symphony Orchestra, featuring Pharoah Sanders on the saxophone. And it's from what Floating Points calls Promises. And there's 9 movements. And I think Pharoah Sanders is sort of just improvising through this lovely soundscape played by the orchestra. And Pharoah Sanders, you can actually find information about him on Grove Music Online, which is amazing. But I found out that he actually had his musical debut with Sun Ra, and it was Sun Ra who gave him the name Pharoah. And he's also played with John Coltrane and Don Cherry. And yeah, Pharoah Sanders is kind of like a master of the overtone multiphonic extended techniques on the saxophone. And I think it sounds so amazing. But yeah, this is Pharoah Sanders, a little excerpt from Floating Points and the London Symphony Orchestra's album called Promises. Thank you. I think I've just been notified that my show is a little bit quiet, so I'm going to turn my volume up here, and I'm going to skip ahead actually to some of the saxophone. But yeah, the London Symphony Orchestra sounds fantastic in this. But why don't we go to... This is movement 8. Actually, we're not going to do... Okay. I'm just going to play it from... movement 1, so we can hear Pharaoh Sanders play on the sax. You're listening to Saxophone La Nuit on the CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. And we're just playing some of the album Promises by Floating Points, Pharaoh Sanders and the London Symphony Orchestra. And I was just talking about how Pharaoh Sanders is a master of multiphonics and overtone extended techniques on the saxophone. And yeah, you can kind of hear him get those harmonics and his voicings and on the saxophone, which I find is, like, I want to be able to do that one day on the saxophone and just improvise like that. But I think it works quite nicely in this symphony. It's kind of like a dreamy soundscape. So, yeah, and this came out in 2021, so it was quite recent. But unfortunately, Pharoah Saunders passed away recently, so it's kind of like an ode to Pharoah Saunders today. But the next piece I have queued up is from Albert Ayler's album Spirits Rejoice from 1965. And yeah, I was listening to this earlier today, and I found this movement from this album, I guess. Yeah, movement. I feel like that's maybe a classical way to define, I don't know what you call a track from this album, called Angels, and I just thought it was really pretty, so I'm gonna play that next. But yeah, Albert Ayler is a really interesting saxophonist. And he actually, you can find him on Grove Music Online as well, which is super cool. It says he's an American jazz tenor saxophonist and band leader. He started playing alto saxophone, was playing professionally by his mid-teens, which is pretty cool. A lot of my favorite saxophonists started young, and it makes me feel like I should have started younger. But anyways, you can find information about Albert Ayler on Grove Music Online as well. But I just wanted to talk about his sort of like weird album names. He wrote one called The Last Album a year before he died. And yeah, I just thought that was, it's kind of ominous. And some of his music is a little bit ominous sounding. He also has an album called Music is the Healing Force of the Universe. And if you listen to Masonic Inborn Part 2 from that track, it's like the craziest thing I've ever heard. I think, I'm pretty sure that's the one that has bagpipes in it. But he's got some great stuff if you want to listen to it. But this is Angels from his album Spirits Rejoice. Oh my goodness, I'm playing this on YouTube and I just got an ad, so I'm just going to skip it, and we will resume. This, I guess I was going to say there's harpsichord in this, which is part of the reason why I like it. I wish I could play the harpsichord. Great instrument, and they're very pretty. So you just heard Angels by Albert Ayler on saxophone from his album Spirits Rejoice in 1965. And I'm going to talk over the noise from the next song on this album. But we're going to move forward. I really like this piece. I think it's nice that it was called Angels. And I did an episode, I guess the show used to be called Astral Jazz, because I was like, spiritual jazz is cool, but there's other genres that I also wanted to play, so I changed the name of the show to Saxophone La Prairie MIDI, because it's just a more general term, so I could play more things. But, I talked about spiritual jazz a little bit for a couple episodes, and yeah, Albert Ayler, I think, definitely contributes to that. He wrote this in 1965, and I think it was in the 1960s when spiritual jazz was sort of flourishing in the United States. It just focuses on transcending. So John Coltrane, Sonny Rollins, I think, meditated a lot. And yeah, you can kind of hear like a shift if you listen to their discography in order, from their like bebop to transcendent spiritual saxophone playing. But yeah, I love religious music, Baroque and contemporary. I really like Andre Crouch, who was an American pastor, but he has some pretty sweet tracks as well. I usually play, maybe I'll play a little excerpt from one of his sermons, because he really has some motivating stuff to say. So we got Andre Crouch, we got spiritual jazz, and we've got the preacher to give us something to be spiritual about. Andre Crouch. And so, yeah, this ad is going to play. But I'm going to skip ahead to, this is just, you can find his sermons and stuff on YouTube. This is one from 1970, or actually I'm going to do a different one. Sorry. There's so many of these, so many of his sermons are like just amazing to listen to. If you need motivation, listen to anything by Andre Crouch. But yeah, he kind of like takes the band out in this section and they all just sing yes. And I love it so much. I'll play a little excerpt here. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How you singing, Krista?
I sing yes. Yes to women and music. This part of the sermon never fails to get me feeling emotional. I'm gonna keep playing it, but it's got a little build up here.
He said, Andre, are you willing to stand for me? I told him, yeah.
I love his little like interludes. And also, the audience is just going crazy. Like, the audience is completely full, completely packed, and everyone's feeling it. Everyone's standing up at this point.
Yes, Lord.
And yeah, the band kind of just improvises along with him. It's got a whole, like, group of singers. Yeah, I wish I could perceive this in real life.
Yes, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. leave that alone.
So back to the topic of spiritual jazz. It sort of uses those extended techniques that I was talking about that Pharoah Sanders sort of mastered. But it also uses a lot of modal mixture, which I was also talking with Kiana earlier about today on her show, Crowdflip. And I think it's kind of like creates an interesting soundscape that I guess you could say creates an interesting spiritual soundscape, landscape. And it's very free too, incorporates a lot of influence from free jazz, avant-garde jazz. And speaking of which, the next artist, saxophonist, multi-instrumentalist, Braxton played many instruments, but I have Anthony Braxton next here to play. I've played him many times before on this show. But yeah, Anthony Braxton, he actually recorded the very first album for unaccompanied alto saxophone. And the album is called For Alto, in 1968. And I'll play a piece from that. And it's called To the Composer John Cage. So while I let this ad play that I have on YouTube. Braxton, I guess he dedicated this piece to John Cage, which kind of shows his influence from contemporary art music. He could be considered as a jazz player. He's played some amazing jazz records, solo performances, particularly his solo on the theme on the standard Come Sunday, which I'll play next, or at least an excerpt from. It's pretty long. It's 25 minutes, so I kind of just try to play excerpts from it each show, but I'll have to do a show where it's just that one piece. Anyways, it's amazing, and it gets kind of crazy. But yeah, you can read about him on the tricentricfoundation.org, which is kind of like a compilation of his writings, his music, his recordings, and just historical information about his impact in the music scene. You can also find him on Grove Music Online, which is great. I'm gonna play some Braxton, and then we can talk a little bit more about him. But this is from his album For Alto. I guess the first ever album for unaccompanied alto saxophone. Braxton's probably one of the best people to do that. Albert Ayler also recorded solo stuff, or was able to play solo saxophone for long periods of time, or like solo shows himself as well, which is crazy. But yeah, this is the piece To Composer John Cage from Anthony Braxton's album For Alto. And this is CITR 101.9 FM. 24 hours of student power episode of Saxophone L'Après-Midi, and this is Saxophone La Nuit, because it is 9:31 p.m. Yes, it kind of starts out crazy, and I know it's not a weekend, it's not a crazy night, but I'll just describe the album cover. It's Braxton's face. It looks like he's sweating profusely. His eyes are squinted shut, and he's playing saxophone, and yeah, it looks like he's putting a lot of energy into the horn on the album cover here. Probably playing something similar to what we're listening to right now. But this is just a maximalized use of extended technique and voicing just for, yeah, long time. This piece is like 9 minutes, but let's listen on this fine night of 24 hours of student power at UBC.
Oh. Hi there. You're listening to CADR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC Vancouver campus located on the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Hunkaminim-speaking Musqueam people. We honor the ancestral and ongoing care for this land by the host nations. Media practices are often rooted in white gaze, and we recognize that it is our responsibility to shift our approach and move towards radical empathy. While we broadcast from UBC Vancouver campus, our listenership extends to the unceded lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations and beyond. We encourage you to check out native-land.ca, that is native-land.ca, to learn more about whose land and territory you live and work on or may be visiting. Thank you.
Are you a student? Are you stressed out? What better than to tune in to fellow students at CITR, UBC's radio station, for a fun-filled 24 hours of student power. There will be live DJ sets, live performances, school clubs, CITR collectives, and so much more. You won't want to miss out. Tune in at CITR.ca or CITR 101.9 FM. For 24 hours, starting December 7th at 12 a.m. and going to December 8th at 12 a.m.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people, so check out the real deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. The jazz feature that focuses on a concept, an album, or an individual artist will be heard at the beginning of the show every Monday night, right at 9 p.m., after our opening theme and announcement. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Hello, welcome back to Saxophone La Nuit. We're back with some Anthony Braxton playing a piece called To Composer John Cage. However, I'm going to move us forward to another Braxton piece now. This is from his recital in Paris in 1971, and he's playing Come Sunday here for a nice long 25-minute solo. And this is one of my favorite pieces by Braxton. And I thought while we played this, I would read some of his writings from the Tricentric Foundation. Another note about Anthony Braxton is that on Grove Music Online, it says one of his influences, Paul Desmond, which I find interesting. Paul Desmond's one of my favorite saxophonists. A lot of classical influence there. And then on the Tricentric Foundation, you can find in Braxton's biography some of his influences, including Stockhausen and John Coltrane. So you kind of get that contemporary art, music, and spiritual jazz, bebop influence. But this is the kind of prettier part of Come Sunday, and then the longer you listen to this solo, the crazier it gets and sort of emulates what we just heard from the previous piece I was playing. But while we're on this nice poetic section, I'm going to read a little bit from Braxton's research paper titled Poetic Logics, Medieval Period. And so it starts out saying that the unique experiences of the post-industrial time era from the medieval period on through to the 1900s has provided a vibrational / scientific / and symbolic information base that has profoundly informed the essential cultural reality of present-day Western society and its global planet position, as well as what those positions have signaled for future global strategies and individual experience. And so it's a hefty introduction to this research paper, but it's some very interesting stuff that you can find on the Tricentric Foundation. I think I was reading some quotes from it in my Spiritual Jazz episode 2. He has papers such as Allegory and Form, Experience and Surprise. He writes about having like a surprise element in a lot of his music. He has a paper on African ritual funeral music, the logic of animate behavior. Lots of good stuff. But yeah, Braxton, contemporary art music and some jazz, whichever subgenre you want to kind of confine this to or not. But yeah, Braxton kind of takes concepts from math and concepts from spiritual ritualistic practices and kind of employs that in his music on the saxophone. And so I'll skip ahead, actually, to some more of this piece that kind of go off like the last one did, such as this moment. I don't know if this like kind of freaks me out, if it's kind of scary, or if it's like, it'd be really cool to see this live and experience the improvisation. It's very, yeah, he has good use of multiphonics, or I think this might even just be him sort of like voicing into the saxophone. But if you skip ahead even further towards the end, he's still going. This is around the 20-minute mark. Yeah, I don't know. I find this really, like, emotional and similar to the Andre Crouch sermon. I feel like it would be a very emotional experience in both concerts. Maybe just in this, I wouldn't. Like, if I was at Braxton experiencing this, I might not be as physically involved as I would at an Andre Crouch sermon. I might be, like, sitting there, like, oh my god, what is he doing? This is crazy. But yeah, this comes Sunday, live at a recital in Paris, 1971. But since there is limited time, I'm going to skip the next Braxton piece I have and play a little bit of this contemporary piece for the alto saxophone by Luciano Berio. It's his sequenza for alto saxophone. I've heard many of my colleagues play this piece in master classes and such, but yeah, we never got to Berio in my symphonic literature class, but he was on the list of composers to study, and sadly we didn't get to read through the slides for his part of the course. But this is Claude DeLong's recording of this piece, I believe. Oh, no, it's not. My bad. I meant to queue up Claude DeLong's recording, but this isn't it. But Claude DeLong is a French saxophonist. He's actually coming to Edmonton this February for the North American Saxophone Alliance Conference, NASA, which I'm a member of. I can say I'm a member of NASA and then disappoint people when they found out it's a association of saxophonists. But yeah, this is Luciano Berio. He sort of uses a lot of physical details in the performance practice of his pieces, and some of his sequenzas, I think it's for viola, bassoon, and voice, where he kind of uses physicality in the playing of the instrument, which is cool. But we're getting a Squarespace ad again. Skip. Anyways, I'll play some of this and you can kind of get a feel for Berio's compositional sequenza style. Hi, you're listening to the CITR 101.9 FM. This is Saxophone La Nuit. Usually the show is Saxophone L'Après-Midi at 1 p.m. on Tuesdays, but tonight we're doing a special night episode for 24 hours of student power, and I'm playing Luciano Berio sequenza for alto saxophone. But I'm going to skip ahead now to a different piece composed in 2001, which uses more of the like microtonal techniques that you can kind of hear in avant-garde jazz saxophonists, spiritual jazz saxophonists, Pharoah Sanders in particular. But yeah, I think this piece is really cool. It's called Alter Ego. It's for the tenor saxophone by Georges Apergy. And yeah, I hope to learn this piece eventually for a recital here, perhaps my graduating recital. But yeah, this piece is 8 minutes long, so I don't think we'll make it through the whole thing, but it is a really interesting listen. Yeah, I'm still getting ads on my YouTube, so I guess we'll just wait for this ad to end. But yeah, the playlist for today is kind of, how would I describe this? A mix of extended techniques for the solo saxophone, I guess. It's not all solo, but actually most of this is, except for the Floating Points in London Symphony Orchestra, Pharoah Sanders. Anyways, I'm going to play this piece called Alter Ego for the tenor saxophone by Georges Apergy, composed in 2001, part of my current or hopefully will be part of my current repertoire come January. But yeah, it's kind of like a creepy piece. Yeah, I think we just heard my favorite part of this piece. He kind of like has the multiphonic, but it's really soft, and I think it sounds really nice. But I don't know what this alter ego means. I mean, I've played a lot of pieces like named after some sort of character, usually a clown. Like I played Puccinella by Eugene Boza. I think it was an arrangement for alto saxophone. But that was fun to play. I felt like a little clown on stage. And Ballade by Henry Tomasi for the saxophone and piano is an amazing piece. And that also has program notes that sort of goes through the journey of a clown and the emotions of a clown. There's a recording on YouTube where the saxophonist playing with the orchestral version, and they have a mime or like a person dressed up in clown makeup that like dances along to the piece, which is really cool. But anyways, yeah, that was a little excerpt from Georges Apergy, alter ego for tenor saxophone. And yeah, we've got 2 minutes left here. And I think I wanted to end the day on just a song that I enjoy listening to. There's no saxophone, but yeah, I have some friends who listen to Gougouche, and I just think her music is amazing. And I was also talking with Kiana about microtones in her singing as well. So I'm gonna end off the episode with some Gougouche for a couple of minutes, and thank you for listening to Saxophone La Nuit at the 24 Hours of Student Power here at the CITR, and tune in next time for Saxophone L'Après-Midi on Tuesday at 1 p.m. שסיוה בית הנשרחת הזאת תוצ'שוש אברו יסנגים מבינה דורי אז אברו סיוה חום מצ'קה שום אהו חום ג'י בורום Joy of
آدم از دست خودش خسته.